River of Living Water. In the fourth chapter of John, the words come. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. John 4:10. Praise God for the living waters today that flow freely, for they come from God to every hungry and thirsty heart. Jesus said, He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his inmost being shall flow rivers of living waters. See John 7:38. Then we are able to go, in the mighty name of Jesus, to the ends of the earth and water dry places, deserts, and solitary places, until these parched, sad, lonely hearts are made to rejoice in the God of their salvation. We want the rivers today. Hallelujah! Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus Christ, we get forgiveness of sin, and we get sanctification of our spirit, soul, and body. And upon that, we get the gift of the Holy Ghost that Jesus promised to his disciples, the promise of the Father. All this we get through the atonement. Hallelujah. The prophet said that he had borne our grief and sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:4-5. So we get healing, health, salvation, joy, life, everything in Jesus. Glory to God. There are many wells today, but they are dry. There are many hungry souls today that are empty. But let us come to Jesus and take him at his word, and we will find wells of salvation and be able to draw waters out of the well of salvation, for Jesus is that well. At this time, Jesus was weary from a long journey. He sat on the well in Samaria, and a woman came to draw water. He asked her for a drink. She answered, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. John 4:9. Jesus said, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Verse 10. Oh, how sweet it was to see Jesus, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, that great sacrifice that God had given to a lost, dying, and benighted world, sitting on the well and talking with the woman. So gentle, so meek, and so kind that it gave her an appetite to talk further with him until he got into her secret and uncovered her life. Then she was pricked in heart, confessed her sins and received pardon, cleansing from fornication and adultery, was washed from stain and guilt of sin, and was made a child of God, and above all, received the well of salvation in her heart. It was so sweet and joyful and good. Her heart was so filled with love that she felt she could take in a whole lost world. So she ran away with a well of salvation and left the old water pot on the well. How true it is in this day, when we get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we have something to tell. And it is that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. The baptism with the Holy Ghost gives us power to testify to a risen, resurrected Savior. Our affections are in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. How I worship him today. How I praise him for the all-cleansing blood. Jesus' promises are true and sure. The woman said to him, after he had uncovered her secret, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. John 4:19. Yes, he was a prophet. He was that great prophet that Moses said the Lord would raise up. He is here today. Will we be taught of that prophet? Will we hear him? Let us accept him in all his fullness. He said, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. John 14:12. These disciples to whom he was speaking had been saved, sanctified, and anointed with the Holy Spirit. Their hearts had been opened to understand the Scriptures. And yet Jesus said, Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. Luke 24:49. And John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Acts 1:5. So the same commission comes to us. We find that they obeyed his commission and were all filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Standing up, Peter said, This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Acts 2:16. Dear loved ones, we preach the same sermon. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:16-18 and verse 39. That means until now, and to last, until Jesus comes. There are so many people today like the Samaritan woman at the well. They are controlled by the fathers. Our salvation is not in some father or human instrument. It is sad to see people so blinded, worshiping the creature more than the Creator. Listen to what the woman said. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. John 4:20. So many people today are worshiping in the mountains, big churches, stone and frame buildings. But Jesus teaches that salvation is not in these stone structures, not in the mountains, not in the hills, but in God. For God is a spirit. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh and is, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Verse 21. So many people today are controlled by men. Their salvation reaches out no further than the boundary line of human creeds. But praise God for freedom in the Spirit. There are depths, heights, and breadths that we can reach through the power of the blessed Spirit. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. The Jews were the religious leaders at this time, and people had no more light upon salvation than the Jews gave them. The Jews were God's chosen people to evangelize the world. He had entrusted them to give all nations the true knowledge of God, but they went into traditions and doctrines of men and were blinded and in the dark. Jesus came as the light of the world, and he is that light. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Let us honor the Spirit, for Jesus has sent him to teach and lead us into all truth. Above all, let us honor the blood of Jesus Christ every moment of our lives. And we will be sweet in our souls. We will be able to talk of this common salvation to everyone that we meet. God will let his anointing rest upon us in telling them of this precious truth. This truth belongs to God. We have no right to tax anyone for the truth, because God has entrusted us with it to tell it. Freely we receive, freely we give. So the gospel is to be preached freely, and God will bless it and spread it himself. And we have experienced that he does. We have found him true to his promise all the way. We have tried him and proved him. His promises are sure. William Seymour, Apostolic Faith Magazine, No. 3, November 1906.